We didn't expect to see such virulent, angry people out in the streets and in community board hearings. And the first thing they came up with in Midland Beach was that the parking was going to be terrible for this proposed mosque area. But no sooner than they came out, they had signs saying, "We don't want Muslims here. Islam is a cult, not a religion."
Elaine Brower from World Can't Wait related how the New York Coalition Against Islamophobia was formed to counter the Staten Island Tea Party actions against the proposed Midland Beach Mosque. Islamophobia has been growing at an alarming rate in the United States since the 9/11 attacks blamed on Muslim fundamentalists. Neda Kader, executive director of Westpac Foundation, said that pre-election hate campaigns are not new. Mass media, she also says, must share some responsibility.
There's a collusion between Hollywood and the Pentagon. The Pentagon has been bombing Islamic lands and Arab countries for a long time. 700 movies that Hollywood has made present Arabs and Muslims in a very negative light. We are inherently violent, irrational people, cruel, we're bloodthirsty. Not one single Hollywood movie portrays an Arab person in the context of a loving family.
But Arabs and Muslims number between 5 to 8 million of the U.S. population, and the climate of discrimination bears heavy on their children. Louis Cristillo is a principal investigator for a Columbia University-sponsored study on Muslim youth in New York City public schools.
Discourse can become policy, and policy can disenfranchise you. Ask the Japanese Americans who were interned during World War II. A large majority in the study think that mainstream America society is suspicious of them, feel that discrimination against Muslim Americans has increased since 9/11. Muslim students expressed fear that the spread of Islamophobia would make them second-class citizens for generations to come. Some even attempt to avert feelings of exclusion by anglicizing their names. And others are attempting to pass as members of different ethnic groups to hide their religious identity.
Adam Horowitz is a co-editor of MondoWise, a news website devoted to covering U.S. foreign policy in the Middle East from a progressive Jewish perspective. He says that not just the right wing is to blame for the climate of discrimination, and cites an article by the New Republic's editor-in-chief Martin Peretz about the Park 51 controversy as symptomatic of racism on the left.
He wrote, "Frankly, Muslim life is cheap, especially for Muslims." So yes, I wonder whether I need to honor these people and pretend that they are worthy of the privileges of the First Amendment, which I have in my gut the sense that they will abuse. Where is this coming from? Why would he even say this? It's not at all difficult to figure out the real source for the vast corpus of disgusting statements by Martin Peretz. The answer requires only one word: Israel.
But perhaps a more troubling consequence of the increasingly open attacks on Islam at home may be to undermine the role of the United States as a neutral facilitator in the ongoing peace negotiation between Israel and the Palestinian Authority. For the WBAI Sunday News, this is Fred Nguyen.